Item 13B, approval of the request from Burn Phillips of Sea Level Seafoods LLC to modify the existing city tidelands lease.
I'll make a motion to approve the request from Burn Phillips of Sea Level Seafoods LLC to modify his existing tidelands lease to include a portion of ATS 81 adjacent to ATS 1114, Track B, and for a survey and appraisal be ordered by the borough clerk.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I just have a question. It says it's approximately 1,450 square feet, but it really and truly doesn't say how much he wants to take care of. I mean, it just says how much land there is. It doesn't say anything about if he wants to take the full 1,450, or if he just wants a little piece of this. And it says, I just was kind of trying to figure that out. It says the modify his lease extend to existing tidelands lease to include a portion of ATS 81 adjoining Track 1, which is approximately 1,450 square feet. And then it goes in, it just says, this is located on the south side, tracking contains 1,450 square feet. Exact square footage is it to be determined by survey. Is he going to take and do all of it, or just portion of it?
It's my understanding that on the last page that you have here, the color page,
right, yeah,
where it says Track B,
right,
it's that square section right there. It's to extend all the way out. There's a section that they just paved that, I believe, recently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to extend all the way out to that pavement.
So it's the full 1,450.
Yeah, the harbor paved to a certain
right.
area. They would be coming out next close to that, and it would be just the uplands portion that, or the filled part. It's not going out into the water there.
Okay.
And what their idea is there, they want to do some expansion and build a building, but it's in that area. And so I think until they do the survey, they don't know the exact square footage,
okay.
but they know approximately where it's at and how much. So once they do the survey, they'll know exactly the down to the square foot.
Thank you.
I have a quick question. Being in the budget time of year and having received the news that you gave us during the workshop, my question would be, who is the putting the cost for the survey and appraisal? Is that going to be on sea level, or is it on the city?
Sea level.
Yeah, anybody that gets a tidelands, they're responsible for all those costs.
And just to explain the process, so if this is approved this evening, then I send sea level a letter that explains those costs, and I do not move forward until those costs are paid.
Anything further? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Wilma Stokes? Blake?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCoskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of the school budget for fiscal year 2014-2015.
Move to approve the Wrangell Public School budget for the fiscal year 2014-2015.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCoskey?
Yes.
Wilma Stokes? And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, discussion regarding Wrangell and Petersburg Thomas Fay Power Commission and SEPA appointments.
Mayor, Dad?
Why don't you go ahead with that?
Yeah. The reason I put this on here was that there's actually a conflicting interest here. And it's going to go away just because Thomas Fay is going away. But I would like to make sure that the council realizes that you had two different commissions with two different sets of bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
And one is working against the other. the bylaws stated in there that when you're working for Thomas Bay Power Commission, that you are supposed to do it in the best interest of that. If you violate that, that's against the bylaws. If you did the same thing and looked at CEPA's bylaws, they say the same thing. And when we appoint board members to serve on these committees and we get them mixed up like that, it causes a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. And some of these problems that we have faced in the past are a direct result of this. And I think we need to either figure out that we have an ordinance or some kind of ruling or something that's in writing that helps clarify that when we appoint people on boards, that we make sure that we are not putting them in a conflicting position. That's the reason I put this on here.
A little clarification on that. That matter did go to the borough attorney, who said that in his legal opinion there was no conflict.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is he looking strictly at financial gain, though, or is he looking at other issues?
I'm not sure exactly what his... But
because I kind of see James's point, if you've got...
Yeah, because the bottom
side is... It is not an ideal situation, quite truthfully. And I agree partly with him, too. And the problem is finding people to sit on these committees and boards.
We can't even...
That is one big problem in this community, is people want things, but they don't want to spend the time to attain those things. And... if we could get the people to split those boards off, that'd be the ideal situation.
I'll read you Thomas Bay's policy, part B. Complete confidentiality of business information must be respected at all times. Commissioners, employees are prohibited from knowingly disclosing such information to those who do not have a need to know or whose interest may be adverse to TBPA, both inside and outside the organization, or in any way such information for personal gain or advancement or in a detriment to TBPA. Or to individually conduct negotiations or make contacts or inquiries on the behalf of TBA unless officially designated to do so. And both boards have that, is what I'm saying. And we shouldn't be putting our people that we appoint in a bum position. I mean, that's up to you guys, but that's, I just want, we could point other people.
I see what you're getting at, James. When the organizations are at odds, I guess, ideally they should be working together, in my opinion. And, we have a KPU director in Ketchikan that's on the CEPA board, and the CEPA... The Petersburg reps on CEPA and Thomas Bay are the same, and it's this whole group, really, the three communities have a lot of that overlap going on. And so I know what you're saying about when you're trying to look out for the best interests of your particular organization, that could get in the way. Mm-hmm. Ideally, that should make everything work cohesively together better, but
that causes a real problem when you mm-hmm. when you go to a meeting, which hat are you wearing? Mm-hmm. This problem's going away. But I just wanted to make sure that the council realizes that we should have something written down in the yes. in the future that helps clarify this, is what I'm saying, so we don't get ourselves into those positions, because it would alleviate a lot of problems. That's all I have, just an information thing. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Anyone else have anything on this issue? Okay. Item 13E, acceptance of the resignation from Wilma Stokes, from the Borough Center.
I move to accept the resignation from Wilma Stokes from the Borough Assembly.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Yeah. We wish to thank Wilma for her many years of work for the city of Wrangell.
How many years? 7 years?
7 years.
I don't know. 7 years. 7 years.
Okay.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Wilma.
Yeah, thanks, Wilma. Yeah, thank you.
That's doctor's orders.
Did you want your letter read into the record?
Yes.
Would you do, Madam Clerk, would you do so?
To Mayor Jack and the Borough Assembly, my doctor has suggested that the time has come for me to resign from the Borough Assembly. Therefore, May 13th, 2014 will be my last meeting. I really didn't want to resign because I wanted to see the new hospital built or the current one updated. However, I do not see that happening anytime soon. I wanted to remain on the assembly so that I could fight for the people at the hospital who are living there. I strongly urge you all to take a trip up to the hospital so that you can see how the elderly folks are living and see what is going on. Please remember that currently, that is their home. There needs to be better living conditions at the hospital for our elders. We are not only taking people from Wrangell, but there are people there from Kowak and other areas as well. I would still like to be involved in the process for the new hospital or updated hospital. Please feel free to call me anytime to talk with me about that. I really enjoyed being on the council and serving the people of Wrangell.
Well, I'd just like to say that I would encourage you to remain involved in the hospital as much as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Attend the meetings and,
oh, yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And give your input.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm not that far from being
in the hospital.
Any further discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly Member Stowe?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. And with that, we do have a certificate of service for Wilma. I'd like to read. The City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska presents a certificate of service to Wilma Stokes for her service and dedication on the City Council, Borough Assembly, from January 2007 to May 2014. If her family is here, and if you'd like to make take more pictures or something, you can come up and do that. You're certainly welcome.
How about after you guys are all done, just a group picture?
Okay, fine.
That's okay.
Okay, thank you. Item 14, attorney's file. We have nothing on that. Item 15, executive session. There is no executive session. Item 16 is adjournment, and we adjourn this meeting at 7:48.